Jerry Bader Show, 951. The Dow and the S&P 500 stock markets are indexes are at all-time highs. The Dow just shy of popping through 17,000. It's really, if you're going to look at one thing in America right now that are that's doing well, it would be the stock markets. Yet he never crows about it, never even points to it. That's close. There's a couple of close ones there. But this is a phone contest. Samuel in Green Bay. Samuel, what do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's rather simple. The left keeps trying to pit Wall Street, or Main Street against Wall Street. And if he brags about how well Wall Street is doing, it'll seem like he's siding with Wall Street.
Okay, except, now that's a perfectly valid theory. Here's why I don't think that's the number one reason. Because, well, let's face it, even despite that Wall Street versus Main Street crap, a lot of Wall Street is Main Street today with 401ks. He could simply say, look at your 401ks. Yeah, at your, you know, and virtually most Americans have those. Now, I think that is a factor. That's not right. But like a previous caller, it's on the right trail. We're going to take a couple of more calls here. And then I'm going to tell you what it is. And we actually will have a couple of winners on email. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Mallory, two more calls. And that's going to be it. Pat in Menasha. Pat, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I think it has to do with it would give President Bush credit for some of the things he put in position, and he wants to stay clear of that.
Yeah, some of the policy that's led to this, some does predate him. They have found ways around that. All right, last one. Larry in Appleton. Larry, go ahead.
It's because he is railed against the 1%, and the stock market is making the 1% richer and making the lowest poor people poor.
We have a winner. That, now, I don't know that you can say it's making the poor poorer, Larry. I don't know if I would agree with that half of your equation, but clearly those with the most resources have benefited the most. When you look at, and by the way, and we have brought this up on this show, the income disparity or income inequality, as it is somewhat misleadingly called, has grown four times faster under President Obama than it did President Bush. That's in large part due to the soaring stock market. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs' widow and others are going to get a hell of a lot richer from a soaring stock market than you or I. Now, am I benefiting? Yes. Are you probably benefiting? Yes. But not anywhere to the degree to the 1%. Nobody has benefited from this like the 1%. That is one of two reasons. Larry, hang on, okay? And we're going to get some information how to get the Brewers tickets to you. So you need to take Larry back. Larry is a winner. And we don't have time for another call, so I'm going to, there's a listener on email that got the other answer correctly. Several callers came very, very close to this by pointing out the artificial nature of this market. And because this isn't real, because this is the financial markets hooked on easy money, it's going to end sometime because the economy hasn't caught up. And here was the strategy. The Bernanke strategy, and again, this is all part of the Obama administration. I know the Federal Reserve's a quasi blah, blah, blah. But the reality is the hopes was to artificially stimulate the stock markets, make it impossible for people to invest and get any kind of return on their investment in any other entity. So What they did is you either get zero return on investment or you risk it on the stock market. The hope was by rising the market, you would look at those 401k statements and you would feel richer. Thereby, you would spend more of your income coming in right now in the economy. That didn't happen. That just has not happened. In other words, consumer confidence was supposed to be spurred on by a soaring market. The market's soaring. Consumer confidence just now it is showing some signs of life, but people haven't been bold in purchases and other things. It's just not making them feel that rich, unless you're Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and everybody else who have made billions on this. Yes, this has led to income inequality in a way that the world, or at least our country, has never seen it before. But I disagree that it's made the poor poorer. I think he's wrong there, but I'm going to give it to him anyway. Now, the other part of this, and an email list, someone emailing will get the pair of tickets. All of you pointing out that this is artificially stimulated. Right. So what is he afraid of? He is afraid. He knows it's phony and it's going to crash. He's not going to brag about something he knows is built on a house of cards. It's going to crash at some point. But trust me, he has no problem taking credit for something with which he had nothing to do. In fact, that's his stock and trade. A few more things on the stock market and the four signs that this could be real trouble, even though it looks real good right now. It's 9:58.